Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come to the free throne school of letters at yahushakungs.com. That's yahushakungs.com. yahushakungs.com. My name is Anthony Dias. Blessed be Yahweh in the highest. In the Yahusha Messiah's name. My name is Anthony Dias. And I come to bring them fame. I'd like to offer up a prayer for Yahweh's honor and glory, for all the wonderful things that He's done for us, for the kindness and care, tender mercies that He has rendered in our direction, for the fact that He sent His Son, Yahusha Messiah, to redeem us back to Himself, to do those things that we could not do for ourselves, to walk that sinless life, so that He might be the one who is able again to redeem us back to Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father. Yahuwah is a Heavenly Father. He's the only one who has that for a title, our Heavenly Father. There is no other Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Yahusha therefore said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you shall know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself, but as the Father taught me, I speak these things." John chapter 8, verse 28. "And He that sent me is with me. He has not left me alone. For I do always the things that are pleasing to Him." John chapter 8, verse 29. Hallelujah. The Good Father. One thing I'd like for us to consider is, why is Yahusha Messiah so dependent on Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father? Why is He so dedicated until He humbled Himself, being found in the form of a man, humbled Himself and became obedient even unto death, even until perishing, knowing that He in and of Himself had no guilt whatsoever, but that Yahuwah's will be done, not my will, but thy will be done. Hallelujah. Then Yahuwah answered Job through the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsels by words without knowledge? Gird up now your loins like a man, for I would demand of you and declare you to me. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare it if you have understanding. Who determined the measure of it, if you know? Or who stretched the lines upon it? Upon what were the foundation of it fastened? Or who laid the cornerstone of it? When the morning stars sang together, and when the sons of Elohim, Yahuwah, shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors? When it broke forth as if it had issued out of the womb. When I made the clouds a garment of it, and the thick darkness a swaddling band for it. And marked out for it my bounds, and set bars and doors, and said, to here you shall come, but no further. And here shall your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began, and caused the day spring to know his place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, and the wicked shall be shaken out of it? It is changed as clay under the seal, and all things stand forth as a garment. And from the wicked their light is withheld, and the high arm is broken. Have you entered into the springs of the sea? Have you walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been revealed to you? Or have you seen the gates of the shadow of death? Have you comprehended the earth in its breadth? Declare, if you know it all." Job chapter 38, verses 1 through 18. My goodness, I have to stop there, but it goes further. What we are seeing here is a mighty one, the Father of all things, the mighty one of hosts, the consuming fire of love, Yahuwah, in all his glory and in all his beauty, speaking to Job, a mere man. Yet we squabble, you know, about everything and anything. One of the things here is like he's saying to Job, declare it. If you know it, you're so smart, tell me about it. That is the way we would say it today in our modern language. You're so smart, why don't you tell me how it was done? You want to know what's going to bring forth Yahuwah's mighty kingdom? Yahusha, Messiah of the second coming. Hallelujah. You know what he's going to say to everybody? Sit down and shut up. Now see, he has the right to say that. The same way that our Heavenly Father had the right to tell Job, tell me if you know it, Mr. Smart Aleck. He's saying to Job, since you're so smart, why don't you school me? Then I'll sit down and be quiet. But Job couldn't answer these things, and neither can we. Job had nothing to say at the end of Yahuwah's rebuke for him. Absolutely nothing. The reason that he had nothing to say was he bit off more than he could chew. Now Job was a righteous man, and it doesn't mean that he was a bad man. It means he thought too much of himself in comparison to Yahuwah. Too much of himself in comparison to Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father. We do that in our modern world, you know. I'm talking to you from 1,700 miles from the place where this message is being recorded. By Yahuwah's good graces, I'm talking from Connecticut, and the message is being recorded in Texas. These are the great things that Yahusha, Messiah, talked about when he said, greater things than these will you do in that time. Also, because of these things, we take it for granted, and we begin to think too much of ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's talk a little bit more about Yahuwah's good graces. Our Heavenly Father is the good Heavenly Father. And what's so important about a father that can't be replaced by a mother or some orphanage? What's so great about a father? We hear a lot of things about a mother and a virtuous woman. What is it that we need to understand about a father? Let's start with the relationship between Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father, and Yahusha, Messiah, our Savior. You heard how I said to you, I go away and I come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. John chapter 14, verse 28. Oh my goodness, nobody ever told me that. The Father is greater than I. Let's think one more time about that good Father. Yahuwah, our Creator, is the greatest example of what a father should be. He is the one that provides all those oranges, apples, cucumbers, beans, rice, and millions of other things that nourish humans just right. It seems easy for us to forget. Very easy to forget when we're going about our daily routines. We can have good health because of his careful consideration of our needs. We have fresh air, water, and the ability to adapt to different climates. We have polluted and destroyed many of our resources with no realistic end in sight. Our rainforests are being destroyed every day, with implications of causing catastrophic human extinction. There is no question in my mind that we would come to that point if left unchecked by our Heavenly Father. Acid rain, smog, the ozone layer depletion, polar ice breaks, and major pollution of oceans will bring disaster to to us all. In addition to all this, we have the abomination of nuclear waste that we have dumped in the earth around the world. The exact amount cannot be known, and we do not have any solution for the radiation poisoning this will cause for many generations, for many, many generations, basically forever. No solution. That's why it's an abomination. It will drain down to the water table sooner or later for our great-great-grandchildren to deal with. These are sins. The good father and the bad father. We focus on the good father, and our best example is our heavenly father. He is our mighty one, provider, the sustainer, creator of all that is in the world. Let no one be fooled into thinking of any opposing theory for the existence of our world. And what is a father anyway? What does a father actually do? Well, when I was a little boy, and I like to use the word dad to refer to my natural father, he provided for the family. Yes, my dad would go out and work, and he'd come back. He seemed to have all the answers to every problem, and if he didn't, he knew how to get them. Did you know that the word man literally means a provider? The definition for father is kind of the same thing. He that provides for himself and that which he calls his own. Technically, if you are not providing for yourself and that which you call your own, guess what? You're not a man. You do not meet the definition of a man. I'm sorry, case closed, done deal. You're out. Again, if you don't provide for yourself and that which you call your own, you are not a father. What do you think the worst thing, what do you think it is that the worst thing that a man could do? In Yahuwah's eyes, the worst thing that a man could do is leave his children fatherless. That is the worst thing, and it is more hurtful than anything else. Now, why do I say that? Somebody might be asking, how can you say such a thing? The first thing that we have to understand is that children are always comparing things. They're saying, well, my goodness, how come my dad is not picking me up from school? How come my dad is not at the baseball game when I'm on the baseball team? How come daddy is not at the play when I'm in the show? All girls and boys go through this when no dad is there. They see other children and their dads, and they don't know how to respond to it. When the other kids talk about their dad bought a brand new car, they say, well, my dad would have a new car if he were here. They sadly look. Because they just don't understand why their dad is not present. Why has my daddy left me by myself? Where is my daddy? Now, I say these things because they are very important. It is important to understand what happens when a man leaves his children fatherless. There is a devastating dynamic that occurs when a father figure is not present, and no child deserves this. Jeremiah 22 is where we will find what the word religion means. It is the same as reattach, like the word ligament. The word religion applies to taking care of the widow and the fatherless. The handicapped, the poor are included, and basically the less fortunate. So why is it such a bad sin to leave a child fatherless? This is the very reason for religion. You wouldn't need religion if it was not for the widow and the fatherless. Thus says Yahweh, do right ruling and righteousness, and deliver him who is robbed out of the hand of the oppressor. Do not maltreat nor do violence to the stranger, the fatherless, or the widow, nor shed innocent blood in this place. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 3. The downtrodden and those left behind by events they could not avoid. It does not feel good to be left behind, and you can ask any homeless person if you don't believe me. The real meaning of religion is to care for those left behind. And it's not a big show. Not many people will tell us that, because we see these shows on TV and we think that's what it's about. Where do we get the idea that it's a big show with big audiences and a message is delivered? It is an action that is motivated by love, the care of others. It is a lifestyle. It has nothing to do with the show. It is the life I live for Yahuwah's honor and glory. Only by the grace of Yahuwah go I. Even taking my next breath is a blessing. Let me say it like that, because that is real. How do I live? Religion is the way I live with love and compassion. Or uncaring and selfish. It's no big show involved here, ma'am or sir. If I leave my children fatherless, then I am the bad father. I'm not even a father in reality. I'm not even a man, not a provider, not a protector, and certainly not a responsible person. How could we do that? One of the biggest things in judgment is going to be, where are your children? Why did you leave them fatherless? To do so causes a ripple effect, like throwing a pebble into still water. It spins off ripples, 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 and those ripples will travel great distances. Sometimes they can cause damage that cannot be measured fully. Some find Yahuwah, or Yahusha Messiah, and are able to stabilize what was lacking in the home. The good father is Yahuwah. In many cases, a father is the disciplinarian, because mother is the loving one. She shows love and support no matter what else is going on. So dad has to be the firm wall of consequence. He issues discipline when they fail in some way of what is expected. He may choose not to spank, but even the threat of a spanking sure did straighten me out quite a few times. Just the threat of it made me think, oh no. Daddy's gonna find out. Can anybody remember that feeling? Oh my goodness, don't tell Daddy. I can remember my little sister would threaten to tell Daddy on my brother and I, on the both of us. And we would pay her all kinds of candy and bubble gum and stuff. We would say, don't tell Daddy. I'm just being real about it. And that's the way it is and was in my family. If you are a dad, I want to say only one thing to you. Never leave your children fatherless, because it is one of the worst things that you could ever possibly imagine. I am Anthony Dias, counselor for the Throne School of Letters. You can contact me 24 hours a day at 860-786-0255. Press 1 to leave a message. Hallelujah.